Right now, it's time for a check on sports. Ladies and gentlemen, we call him to the post, Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Too much dead time with that. You could have done better than that.
No, I couldn't. I just had to queue it up the last minute, and they bought the stuff, and I had to do it by sight. They all bought the horns to their lips, and so you'd think they'd start blowing the damn things, but no.
All I had to do was play the ring on my phone.
Well, your phone's not here.
Yes, well, it's here.
Yeah, but it'll sound like it comes over the phone. It won't sound like it comes from the Euclids themselves. Well, anyways, it might be a little underwater the way it sounds tomorrow.
But I wouldn't know. I just got my cable service back, and for 18 hours it was shut off.
Really?
So I don't know what happened anywhere. I just noticed that Tampa Bay won.
It's just that rain has been. Have you had much rain?
It hasn't rained here since probably 5 o'clock yesterday.
Okay, it's been suppressed from the Washington, right, that Baltimore-Washington area, south. Mm-hmm. They've gotten 2 to 4 inches of rain in the past day and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, and the heavier rain is meant to move in there tonight into early tomorrow morning, and then we're going to get it here tomorrow morning into tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, good.
So, but anyway, that's for the big racing. We'll get to the racing in a second. The Red Sox win. Tampa Bay won or lost?
Tampa Bay beat Washington 4-2. Wish I could have seen it.
Wow. Oh, no cable. You must have been. Why didn't you go out?
I went to the track to hang out because you can't sit in a bar all night. I don't drink.
Okay.
What am I going to do there?
Soda.
I sat in a pizza place till they closed at 10 o'clock. So I didn't get to see the end of the game, so I didn't know who won until 5 minutes ago. Can I make a Verizon commercial?
Yeah, as long as you keep your language okay.
Well, you know, all I'm going to do is mention, like, what you can do to a lollipop. Verizon sucks.
It's most of these cable companies now, when they...
How do you fix something that broke a week ago at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
When the trucks have been sitting there since 2.
Yeah.
And then when I come home from the pizza place last night, lo and behold, the Verizon guys are standing on the side of the road playing on their phones, eating a pizza.
Well,
how do you fix something at night with no floodlights on?
Well,
in other words, they just beat the overtime system.
Well, also, when they're talking on their cell phones, that means they've got their Verizon working.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure it was working where they live. The hell with the 280 people that live here.
It's best the way it is nowadays. Pretty cool service.
Well, you know, I'll send my check in late and say that the bank was shut down. I couldn't get the money.
Well, you know, if you call up, you can request a refund for the day.
Well, I did call last night, but somebody on the other line, and it was not a Saturday night skiff from a third world nation that had no clue what I was talking about.
I will call back.
They wanted to send a technician out. I said, you don't have to. There's 4 outside eating pizza.
Well, you can call them today and say you want a refund for losing the day's worth of service. They have to give it to you.
Definitely am.
Right.
And my next phone call will be to Comcast.
All right. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. They're only a skinch better. But
they all stink.
Yeah, I know. All right, so where do you want to go in sports?
Well, the Yankees played the minor league Royals for the weekend, so they should fatten up there. The Mets, doesn't matter who they play. They're going to lose, but it's going to be interesting to see how they try to get these games in with all the rain you said that's coming, because I'm sure Kansas City will be fine, but the Mets are at home against Arizona. Maybe Arizona might have a free weekend in the city. Who knows?
You know, the Yankees lost 2 out of 3 games with Washington.
Yeah, they're going to make those up, I think, in July.
And then they've got the half a game that they have to make up.
Well, they got to pick one up from the 6th inning and... Then played 2 more, so. No, just 1 more.
Just 1 more, that's right. It was a 2-game set, but still. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that means they'll have a doubleheader somewhere down the road.
A half a doubleheader.
Yeah.
A doubleheader or a quarter. I don't even know how to explain that one.
A, 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 Yeah, you're right. They'll just have the two games. All right. Well, I mean, you know, it's funny. When you get a horse like the one that Kentucky Derby, everybody's talking about Triple Crown. So there's, once again, a lot of interest in this race, a lot more than would normally be, because it's such a strong horse.
Yeah, but, you know, when I had my cable service, I heard Baffert talk. He doesn't sound like he sounded before the Derby. So I know the horse had a foot issue. I know, you know, it's on the sloppy track again. But I just don't know if this horse is going to win this race.
Right.
I really don't. I thought he did. Everything looks good. The only thing that could beat Justify is Justify. If he's not 100%, he could get beat. And I honestly don't know if he's 100%. His jogs didn't look great. I'll wait to see tomorrow what he looks like on the track. But I don't know. I don't feel as strong about him going into this race as I did into the Derby. And you should be, because this field's pretty weak. But, you know, I mean, if you look at it, his major competition is coming from the horse that ran second. Well, if he runs the same race he ran last time, the best that horse can do is second. And the other horse in there, Lone Sailor, he ran eighth. So there's not a lot in here. The new shooters, Diamond King and Sporting Chance and Tenfold, they're rats. Justify on his best day will eat them up and spit them out. So the whole question is if Justify is 100% or not. If he's 100%, he walks around the track and wins. If he's not, he might finish off the board. The one horse that I think which makes me believe that Justify is not 100% is Quip. Quip's owned by the same exact people that own Justify. I know that if I owned two horses and I had one that could win the Triple Crown and my other horse might be the only one that could beat him, I'm not going to run him if I know the other horse is good. I'm picking Quip to win the Preakness.
All right, and what's Quip going to go off at, you think?
Probably 10-1.
Oh, that's not that bad. How do you spell it? Because I'm gonna take your bet this time, Mike.
Just like you think,
Quip. Quip to win the Preakness, and Mike go off at 10-1.
Yep. I mean, Justifies the prohibitive favorite. Like, you know, like I said, if he's 100%, he wins. I just don't know. I can't read Baffert with this race tomorrow, and I'll wait and see what he looks like on the track before I make my bet, of course. And in my pick fours and whatnot, I will have Justify because I'm not going to get beat by a 1-2 shot. But unlike the Derby, when I singled him and everything, I'm going to put Quip in.
Well, you text me an hour before race time.
I can't. They won't be on the track yet. I'll text you 20 minutes before the race.
Text me 20 minutes before race time.
And you could put out an all-bulletin alert on our station and let all our listeners know.
Heck.
And as far as the rest of the card goes, they say that they're going to try to keep the races on the turf, but I really don't know. The race prior to the Pimlico, to the Preakness, is the Sir Barton. This is for lightly raced three-year-olds. This race track will definitely be wet. Two horses to me that stand out. One is the 2 Pony Up at 7-2, trade by Todd Pletcher, ran third in a Lexington. And the other horse I like is a 20-1 shot named Whirlin' Curlin, who's bred top and bottom for an off-track. This horse, the off-track's going to move him up, folks. He's by Curlin out of a Stormcat mare. Stormcat won the Young America back in the 80s at the Meadowlands on an off-track. And Curlin, we all know he can run on an off-track. So a 2.772 in the race prior to that. In the Sir Barton, one other race that I want to go to is a grass race, and they say they're going to keep them on, so I hope so, because this pick is definitely like an off-turf. I believe it is the ninth race at Pimlico. The two-horse Brooks House ran a real nice race on a boggy track at Keeneland at 12-1 against an 8-5 morning line shot. I think the 2 Brooks House has a big shot in the ninth race. You have to use Alcia's World. That's the 8-5 shot, but Brooks' horse can upset it. And like I said, if they stay on the turf, my best bet of the day comes in the seventh race. That's the Dixie, a grade 2 on the turf. The 8, the Vesadario, this horse just likes an off-turf course. 5-1 morning line on this horse. If they run on a turf and this horse is anywhere near 5-1, you can definitely send it in on that horse. So in the seventh race, the Dixie, the 8 horse, the Versidario, is my best bet of the day. And I, like I said, Justify could run off the screen. I just don't have that same feeling I had in the Derby.
So it might be Quip.
Might be Quip. But in any event, definitely put Justify on top of Quip in an exacta, because that might pay $20.
All right, Mike, we'll see how things work out. We'll speak to you on Monday.
Yeah, I'll start building my arc.
Okay, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.